Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 11th of July, and right now it's cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast with temperatures ranging from low 29 to high 34 with the heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from west at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict overcast again with westerly winds at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 64 and it will drop on 52% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 7%. On our webpage, you can already listen to yesterday's general meeting on violence in and around Oroville, and meetings are going on. On Monday, 15th of July at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we will follow at the open platform the story of simplification of energy process, along with all the other topics that brings with it in with agenda. How do we implement the changes required to simplify the entry process? Members of L'Avenir, Forest, Housing and Entry groups are specially invited. On Thursday, we are invited again at Unity Pavilion International Zone at 4:30 p.m. to a general meeting on meeting recording with the topic "The Oroville Radio should record all meetings of all major working groups, including the Working Committee, the Oroville Council, the FMC, and all its subsidiary groups, such as the Housing Group and others, the LRM, the LCC, and all other working groups connected with lands, L'Avenir d'Oroville, the ABC, and all other groups connected with economy, the Entry Group, the Farm Group, the Green Group, and the Forest Group. With the rider, if there are sensitive matters with a name, this name only should be deleted from the records because everyone is innocent until proven guilty. Also, such recordings of meetings should be accessible to members of the resident assembly only via separate password in AuroNet, not in the Auroville Radio website, and thereafter to organize a resident assembly to make a final decision. The Town Development Council Advisory Committee will be in town on 28th and 29th of July. And L'Avenir d'Oroville Town Development Council is preparation for two-day meeting and interaction with the Town Development Council Advisory Committee. There are planning presentations and open discussions about topics around planning and development for the whole Sunday and the morning on Monday 29th. They are asking us to note these days in our calendar if you are interested in participating. The detailed agenda will be published soon. And they're asking us to write to lavenir@oroville.org if we have any questions. And following is the announcement from Working Committee and the Oroville Foundation saying that for those who haven't yet get their Oroville ID card done, they are happy to announce that the second phase of issuing ID cards will start from 15th of July up to 15th of August. They're asking us to bring a proof of our full name, date of birth, and a blood group. This is optional to facilitate the process. And here's a reminder. Those who got their ID cards done and have not picked them up are asked to collect them immediately at Aurora's desk at the Foundation office. Those with pending corrections are asked to submit the documents without further delay. And of course, the contact would be Foundation office from 10:30 to 12:30 in the morning and from 2 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon from Monday to Friday. On Monday, 15 from 9:30 to 5 p.m. at Inside India Seminar Room, EcoPro will conduct a training workshop in practices with EM, effective microorganisms, which will be EM practices in farming and animal care. That is a one-day training workshop by EcoPro, and it will compromise of lectures on the basic microbiology of probiotics and the use of EM in farming and gardening and in animal care, in particular cattle care. It will also consist of demonstration of preparing activated EM and other EM-based farming inputs for soil improvement and pest control, a movie and a farm visit. Our villains are welcome to join free of charge. But they're asking you to inform them about participation beforehand at the EcoPro office on 262-2469. The GIC team and L'Avenir has started working on preparing the assets database for immovable assets buildings in Oroville. The idea is to tie the information relating to the physical assets, kind of building, area, roof type, with the location of the building on the map, since this information is needed for the Oroville Foundation. Over the next few months, three members of GIC team, Vinayagam, Bubalan and Anant, will be visiting your community to gather information about the buildings. This data will not be shared with the public but will only be used for administrative purposes. They request the community to cooperate with the survey team on this project. But for further information, you can contact Deoyani at Lavenir at GIC Division. The Auroville Health Service with office in Auroleck is planning the construction of three different homes for three different stages of aging issues. One is Syrian senior home for elders who wish to live together with other seniors, the other is senior home for elders who need some assistance, and the third is one senior home for elders who can no longer care for themselves, because presently there are 50 elders in Auroville above 75 years old. An application has been deposited on 18th of May for site near the Crown Road, which is proposed jointly by ARCA and the Mahalakshmi Park. Any Aurovillian interested by possible move into this home after 1 year may contact Auroville Health Service, either Manfred, Alice or Franca. From Wednesday, July 17 to Saturday, July 20, between 9:30 and noon and between 2 and 5 p.m. at Joy Guest House, Centerfield, we are invited to participate in the Introduction to Nonviolent Communication with the title Exploring a Path of Nonviolence. At the heart of this practice is the belief that as human beings we are designed to collaborate and to want to contribute to the well-being of others. However, because of our conditioning and socialization, we forgot our true nature and instead start to live a life filled with right and wrong thinking. Instead of cooperation and abundance, we experience competition and scarcity, and so we can easily resort to violence, even if it ever so subtly. Nonviolent communication offers an understanding as well as very practical tools that support us to become more aware of our consciousness, life alienation, behavior. We learn to translate our judgments into our true feelings and needs to hear the true feelings and needs behind another's judgments or threatening behavior. At this level, we are able to reconnect to our shared humanity to develop a deeper sense of self-connection as well as to extend curiosity and compassion toward the other's inner reality in a way that contributes to life. The organizer also says that contribution and full 4-day participation and pre-registration are requested, but for more information you can contact Lara on 944-2788-016 or on 262-2539. ARCA informs us that ARCA Internet Center is closed for 3 days between 15th of July to 17th of July for maintenance work. They will reopen on 18th. La Piscine is announcing that as school has started, there are minor changes in the schedule at La Piscine swimming pool. Monday through Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. the pool is closed for the public, so you may can come and swim until 4 this year. But Friday from 1:45 until 5 the pool is closed to the public, therefore no afternoon swimming for the public on Fridays only. The pool opens for lap swimming at 5 p.m. as usual. Tomorrow at Sadhana Forest at 7:50 p.m. they will screen Fat, Sick and Nearly Dead, a documentary which was made in 2010 by director Joe Cross and Kurt Enkfer. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a French comedy, Popular, which was made in France in 2012 by writer and director Regis Renoir. And on Saturday they will screen an international biography drama romance, Behind the Candelabra, made in USA in 2013 by director Steven Soderbergh with Matt Damon, Scott Bakula and Michael Douglas. There's still no scheduled children's film on Sunday, but John Huston Film Festival at Cine Club is still going on, and at 8 p.m. we can see drama The Night of Iguana, which was made in USA in 1964, of course by director John Huston. And the synthesis of yoga, Sri Aurobindo wrote, "For here, there are two movements with a transitional stage between them, two periods of this yoga, one of the process of surrender, the other of its crown and consequences." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.